water and your corn in here, and you build a fire under it, an open fire.
Yes.
And you will take copper chloride out, it won't expose any poison. It has to be a copper chloride, whiskey stains, if you've ever seen any. They're made in so many rounds of coral, say they're just about 12 inches round, some of them bigger than that, and they're honeybee, honeycomb up here, you know, just like a hornet's nest.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets up and it evaporates. It's coming off of that hot fire,
yeah.
And part of it is in water. And it will get up here and evaporate, and that whiskey will just drip. The spiral will drip off and bust. That's your old fashioned whiskey.
What's
the year called? Moonshine? Yes. Yeah, that's old moonshine, wildcat whiskey.
Okay.
Wildcat is another nice for mountains.
What about beer?
Yes, there's a lot of them make beer. We used to plant root beer seed and make called root beer, but it's pretty good. I don't know what happened to that seed or where it came from. And plant in the field, you know.
Yeah.
And you're planting over the beer seed. But now, beer is, I don't know about whiskey and I do beer.
Yeah.
I never did like type of beer, that type of beer. But I can't tell you much. A beer is a mixed liquid and not evaporated.
Yeah.
There's the difference in it. And whiskey is evaporated mixture of water and corn, right?
Yeah.
And it drips, and your sweat drips. But beer is a mixture.
Okay. And tell me about syrup. You know, it says, this is an imitation maple syrup.
Pure cane syrup? It's cane syrup or corn syrup?
Well, I'm saying it's not imitation, it's genuine.
It is genuine.
Okay.
It's genuine maple syrup.
Okay. And, sugar. When it wasn't pre-packaged, when it was rolled out from the barrel, you say it was sold. How?
By the pint, a quart, a fifth.
Okay.
Well, you use the fifth, rather. That's not hardly a quart.
Would you say it was sold in?
In bottles of, they hadn't used the word gallon, but he said, I drank a fifth. Whiskey. You're talking about whiskey, isn't it?
I'm talking about sugar.
Oh.
It was sold way down the barrel?
It's measured in dry measure.
Okay. Did you say that, you ever use the word bulk?
Yes, bulk, A bulk means at least 25 pounds on up, or 10.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 pounds would be called bulk in the book.
Okay.
Just like we ran a grist mill, you know, and we had a half bushel measure, we had a peck measure, and a bushel measure, you see. And we'd measure it out to see first how much we had before we grind it with the people, and then we'd take the toll out. The toll was far apart. We'd take it from the meals. Or they'd let us take it from grain, either one measure.
Apples or peaches or strawberries or something you put on toast, maybe.